Although Medicaid covers medicine used to treat opioid addiction, insurance companies set rules that can make patients wait for days to get their medicine. And for pregnant women, that can mean dangerous withdrawals. Side Effects Public Media's Emily Foreman met a nurse who fights every day to help her pregnant patients stay in treatment to keep both mothers and their babies safe.
Like this patient, I made 1, 2, 3 calls.
Nurse Biz Grimes keeps what she refers to as a log of Medicaid messes and nightmares.
And that was a total of 70 minutes.
According to her notes, she easily spends over 20 hours a week calling pharmacy directors and insurance plan supervisors.
It's like, okay, this has become a battle, and I'm going to win. And I usually do.
Her goal? To get insurers to cover her pregnant patient's addiction medicine. She slips on a headset. It disappears into her curly, white, blonde hair.
See, here's the mistake that they make, is they give me their, like, personal contact. Then I have it in my arsenal.
The medicine is called Subutex. And without it, patients will go through withdrawal, possibly deliver early and lose the baby, relapse and expose the baby to infections, or overdose.
Hi, Silvana. My name's Catherine Grimes. I had spoken to you yesterday about patient Brianna Rohrig.
With patients, she's Biz. With insurance providers, she's Catherine, her birth name.
Yeah, let me just pull up my...
The supervisor on the phone brings up Brianna's medical history.
Our doctors know what's going on, and are you a physician?
No, I'm not a physician.
Okay.
I just don't know.
Then...
Here's the problem. Even though Indiana Medicaid covers Subutex, insurance plans require paperwork before they'll approve it. The process is called prior authorization. Biz spends a lot of time refaxing information she's already sent, like patients' drug test results, proof they're in therapy. The hounding phone calls ensure these bureaucratic errors get fixed fast.
So I don't understand why any of that took place. I don't know why our pregnant patient was forced to withdraw for 3 days.
In this case, Biz got the approval, but Brianna's insurance plan still sent her a letter denying coverage, and amidst the confusion, Brianna stopped coming to the clinic and got sick from withdrawal.
If Biz wasn't around, I would have been screwed. I would have been without meds still, but she called and called and called and called until it finally went through.
Now 33-year-old Brianna is back on her medication and back at the clinic. She says before Biz, she fought her prior authorization battles alone. Sometimes approval took over a week. Sometimes she'd sweat it out. Other times she'd relapse.
This is what's so frustrating about it is their pregnancy, in theory, can be held hostage by these people who are not medical professionals.
There are many ways this can happen. It starts when the woman becomes pregnant. She will likely need a shift from her current medicine to Subutex. That requires a prior authorization. Then the state might switch her to a different insurance plan just for pregnant women. After delivery, she'll need to switch medications again. Also, she might require higher doses, especially in the third trimester. Each dose increase requires a prior authorization.
It's just insane. I mean, it's not like it's some, you know, unusual drug that just a very few, you know, number of people need. It's an epidemic.
Addiction treatment specialists say these roadblocks are a deliberate effort by the insurance industry to limit costs. Last year, New York outlawed prior authorizations for its Medicaid insurance plans, but in many states, patients still jump through hoops. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Emily Foreman.